B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. Warm weather means barbecues, picnics, and Big Y's delicious, just like mom's deli salads, homestyle potato, egg and potato, macaroni, or coleslaw, only at Big Y. Nick, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, man. So, it's just that I'm starting to date again, and I went on this date with this girl, and she's not calling me back.
Mm-hmm.
She was great. I think we enjoy a lot. I told about, I told all about her to my mom, and she was thrilled. I just wanted your help.
Okay, tell us about the last time you guys hung out. What do you think you did?
So we went on a date, and I usually go out and do stuff that I think my mom will enjoy because she's the most important person in my life.
Yeah.
So,
oh boy!
Hold on a second.
Might go.
Okay. So you do things that you think your mom would like on your dates.
You know, I do things that a great woman likes to do and enjoy.
Okay.
Is this gonna be one of those things where you were sucking on her boob, trying to get milk out of it, or something like that?
No, not again. Not again.
Oh, no. Just that I live with my mom. I live in the basement. She lives in the house. She rents me the basement. So I think that, I admire her. She raised me by herself. And,
I don't even think you need to finish. I think we all know where this is going to go. I mean, okay, so last day, what did you guys do?
So I take her out to, to get some food.
Mm-hmm.
We hung out for 2 hours. And then, I took her back home safely, and I asked her, hey, let's do this again, and since then, she hasn't come back to me.
All right, man. I hope you can just stop right there.
We gotta hear this.
I beg the Lord that she answers the phone. We're gonna try and call her next view, all right, Nick?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Okay, so we just spoke to Nick. We're going to call Pamela now. I'm going to tell you exactly what Pamela's going to say. Nick is a weirdo mama's boy. Remember that those were weirdo mama's boy, maybe most likely in that order, but the mama's boy is definitely going to come out of there somewhere because Nick was just telling us that he wants a woman like his mom.
Yeah.
And, he likes to do things that his mom likes and stuff like that.
Too many mom mentions.
Yeah. I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying that that's my prediction of what it's going to be, Nick. All right. Nick?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure you're there. All right. So hang on. We're going to try and call Pamela now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Pamela?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Pamela. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And I can tell you why we're calling you. We got your phone number from somebody who likes you a lot. And they wanted us to call you on their behalf. So if you just give me 30 seconds, I can explain.
Wait, who is this?
Okay, so we're calling from a radio station. And we got your phone number from
Seriously?
A gentleman. Yes. We got your phone number from a gentleman who wants to take you out on a date. And the reason we're calling you is we're willing to pay for a date that you want to do. So you tell us, literally, you just tell us whatever you'd like to do, wherever you'd like to go, when you're free, and we'll set it up, we'll pay for it. And so you and this guy could hang out and see if you hit it off.
Okay, who is this guy?
The best thing is you know the guy and you like him. You guys already hung out a couple times. His name is Nick.
Oh my God. No, I'm not interested in hanging out with that dude. What is that?
Okay, so Nick called us up and said that you guys went out a couple times and he really enjoyed...
He called a radio station?
Yes. He said he took you out to eat. And he said that you guys had a good time.
He said he took me out to eat?
You did. Yes, he said you guys went out to eat and that he would love to go out with you again. And that's why we're calling.
Where did he tell you that we went out to eat?
Where did I don't know. He didn't specify. He just said you guys went out to dinner.
Okay, I'll tell you. He told me, you know, Not Your Average Joe's in Waltham. Have you ever been there?
I've been to Not Your Average Joe's, not the one in Waltham, yeah, but yeah.
So he told me to meet him outside of Not Your Average Joe's.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, we're going to go into this restaurant and have like an early dinner. We met at like 3. And
what?
No, we didn't walk into the restaurant. He proceeds to lead me into Market Basket next door. And that was the date. We went grocery shopping Market Basket.
Wait a second.
You went grocery shopping for a date?
That Market Basket, if I remember correctly, they have like a little cafe area where you can eat. Did he try to take you to that? Like,
No. Okay, so we did eat there, but first we like walked around the aisles. He's like, oh, you know, I just need to get some stuff. Maybe we can eat afterwards. And so the afterwards was like getting pizza at the deli.
Yeah.
And we sat in that little cafe.
I don't get it.
No. And he was like,
okay, Pamela, I almost forgot. Nick is on the phone. He heard what you just said.
That pizza's good, though.
God.
Hold on. This is so crazy. We went to the bakery too, and you have some pastries, and I forgot that super I took you there because I think the women know how to do grocery shopping, so what a fun thing to do, no?
No, it was not fun. Who takes somebody to grocery shopping on a first date?
Well, like, you know, it's like get to know each other. We talk and we shop. It's, I think that's perfectly.
Oh, my God. What made you think that that would be a good idea to go grocery shopping with a first date?
Because
do I look like somebody who likes to go
to
grocery
talk.
Shopping? I hate it.
No, I'm usually going with to the market with my mom, but she had a doctor's appointment, so I just took you there because, you know, like, it was perfectly fine. It was something to do, and besides, like, you had that bakery pastry, you know, like, it was delicious, you enjoyed it, so I think it was a really good date.
Yeah, how romantic. You got me, like, a blueberry muffin from the Market Basket Bakery.
Okay, well, wait, hold on. Well, okay, this next date will not be at a grocery store because we're going to pay for it.
No. I am not interested in going on another date. What, is he going to take me to, like, get his prostate, like, examined? No, thanks.
My God.
No, you pick the place so that way you can get to know Nick.
No, I like any dude that thinks that's a good idea to take someone to Market Basket is not for me. Thanks.
So can I still have that date so I can take my mom?
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Right, the question is it possible that you're too nice to somebody? Like so nice that they don't want to see you again? Like so nice like Chris who helps Chrissy out with her dog, cooks her dinner, and still, after all that, nothing? We're going to find out tomorrow morning, 8:10, together. Second Date Update on the 10th. Hot 969.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.